minding their own business, and a whole load of angels appear in the sky. How would they have felt? Pete, you wanted to be a shepherd. You wanted to be camping out. How would you have felt?
Excited.
Well, you live with an angel, Pete, so it's you, you're used to it. I think they might have felt pretty scared. Would you have been scared, Pete?
No.
I mean, I've seen a video of you when you're in the tent when the wind's blowing, so I know how scared you get about little things like that.
Yeah,
it would have been quite scary, wouldn't it? Suddenly you're out there, and they probably, some of them might have been doing that job for 10, 20, 30 years. What happens every night? Nothing. Sheep say baa. One of them might run off, might have to go and round it up. That's about probably as exciting as it gets. And then suddenly there's all these angels, things in the sky, talking to you, telling you about a special baby. I wonder why the angels were... I wonder why the shepherds were chosen. I wonder why the shepherds were chosen. Any thoughts on why shepherds were chosen to go and witness the birth of Jesus? Could well be because they were humble. Yep, got that down here. Yep, humble. Very humble. Caring. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, you're right. Actually, I haven't got that one. That's a good point, Sylvia. They're used to looking after things, aren't they? So they're quite caring. Yeah. Any other reasons you can think? Yeah, that's right. Yeah, they sort of saw, and they were obedient. They were obedient. They did what they were told. Part of being humble, I guess, they did what they were told by the angels. They went down, and they said, let's go down to Bethlehem. We don't know how far they were from Bethlehem. It's interesting. They didn't say, let's go down to the stable, according to the Bible. They said, let's go down to Bethlehem. So it must have been a little bit of a way. So it wasn't all that easy for them. Do you think they understood what was going on? I don't think they had a clue what was going on. If it was me, even if it was you, Pete, you wouldn't have a clue what was going on. But they were obedient. They did what they were told. They did what they were told. And I wonder, I've mentioned this before, I often wonder, 25 years later, how those shepherds felt when they've seen this baby be born, they've seen these angels. 25 years later, had anything happened? Were they still waiting for something to happen? Or did they trust God? Did they trust God that what he had done, what he'd said would happen in the fullness of time? We don't know. We don't know what the full story of the shepherds is. We only know that tiny little bit. What about the Magi? Why do you think the wise men were chosen? Why were they chosen? There's no right answer to this. It's only guesswork. But why do we think wise men were chosen? They were wise.
They came from another part of the world. They weren't Jews.
Spot on, right. Very good. You've read my notes, haven't you?
No, I've been revising for next time.
They were Gentiles. They weren't Jews. We had the humble shepherds showing that Jesus was there for people of humility. We had the wise men who were Gentiles showing that Jesus was there for everybody, not just for the Jews. They were obedient, they were decisive, they weren't fooled by Herod, they bought presents. Have you heard the joke about if it was three wise women? Have you heard this one? No? You must have heard this, they wouldn't have brought gold and frankincense and myrrh, they'd have bought nappies, wouldn't they? And food, and a casserole, and stuff like that. Yeah, men just bought stuff that was no use to Mary whatsoever at that point. The women, wise women, would have brought something to help look after the baby. Does that sound fair enough?
Yes.
Probably, though, they couldn't find three wise women as well. Possibly. Who knows? Who knows? Who knows? That is possibly true. Anyway. No, it doesn't say that. No. Doesn't say that wasn't the case either. Did the wise men, for all their wisdom, did they understand what was going on? They didn't. They were just part of the story, and they did their bit. What would have happened, I wonder, if the shepherds hadn't been obedient, or if the wise men hadn't been obedient? What would have happened? Well, Jesus would still have been born, wouldn't he? He's still a grown up. He's still been the Son of God. He's still a grown up to do the things he did. So they weren't essential, but they were a very important part of the story. They weren't essential. They played their part. And I say, I wonder many years later whether any of them wondered, what was all that about? Why did we do that? Why did we give that gold away? Why didn't we keep it? What's happened to that? I wonder if they ever thought, what's happened to that baby? They must have done, I would guess. They must have done. Christmas is about Jesus being born, which is a good job that we found it. Liz was hiding Jesus, but we managed to wrestle Jesus and Mary off Liz and get the baby back. Christmas is, of course, about Jesus being born. But it's about us remembering that we can trust God. We can trust God because he loved us enough to send his son, because Jesus loved us enough to be born and to put himself at our mercy. We can trust God. The wise men and the shepherds showed faith. They showed faith to do what they were told to do without really understanding why, I would guess. They didn't understand the whole picture. They didn't have the Bible to read. They didn't have these carols to sing that we have. They didn't know the story. They just did their little bit. And sometimes in life, whether it be at Christmas or any time, God challenges us or asks us to do our little bit. And we don't know the full extent or the full outcome. There are people you have probably spoken to over the years, maybe about your faith, or just done kind things for, just done good things for. You may never have seen them again. But that kind thing you did, that good thing you did, may have had a significant effect on those people's lives. We are told to live our lives, or asked, sorry, to live our lives in a way that shows Jesus' love, shows God's love to people around us. No matter what we see happening, no matter what comes as a result of it, we are asked to do our little bit. The shepherds were asked to do their little bit. The wise men were asked to do their little bit, and they did it. Faith in God is about doing what God wants us to do without necessarily knowing the big picture and without necessarily seeing the results. The shepherds and the wise men didn't see the results, probably. They might have still been alive when Jesus started his ministry. They might not have been. Who knows? Trust in God is about doing what we think he wants us to do without necessarily knowing why, without necessarily knowing why. Sometimes it takes an effort. To say the shepherds had to go to Bethlehem. The wise men had to travel from the east. They had to brave ugly old Herod at the back there and make sure they didn't go back to him. Trusting God is about doing our little bit, even when it doesn't seem to make much sense. Even when it doesn't seem to make much sense. Even when we don't see the results of what we've done. But if we think through the Christmas story, think through the birth of Jesus, all the people who played a little part in it without knowing the full story, we are so blessed, so fortunate, whatever we want to say, because we've got the Bible, we know the story, we know how it ends. Those people didn't know that, and yet they trusted God. In our life, if we trust God, it just means doing our bit, showing kindness, showing love to people, and not knowing the effect it has sometimes. Sometimes we do see the effect it has, sometimes we don't. But we need to remember God's love for us in that he sent his son to be born and to die for us. We need to remember that. We need to remember because of that we can trust God to look after us. His love for us will not change. His love for us will not change. We just need to do our little bit and trust God to look after the big picture. I'm going to stop there. We're going to sing two carols to finish with, which are Hark the Herald Angels and then O Come All Ye Faithful.